The chariot is the main discipline, Taita told them. Remember that it is a race. There will be 10 chariots pursuing you. Speed is all. You must learn to get the very best out of your team. They worked relentlessly. By the time the new moon of Osiris was a sliver of bronze on the horizon, Dov and Krus had learned all that Nefer and Meren could teach them. They ran like one horse, leading with the same stride, aware of the balance and stability of the chariot behind them, using their weight and strength to hold true in the tightest turns, bringing it down from full gallop to dead stop in its own length, responding to the most subtle commands instantly. Mintaka brought Merikara out into the desert, driving her own chariot, to watch them in training. At noon, when they halted to water and rest the pair, Mintaka called out spontaneously, "Perfection! Surely there's nothing more you can teach them, nothing more for them to learn." Nefer gulped from the water jug, then wiped his mouth on the back of his hand, and looked up at the crest of the Black Rock Hills. "There's one who would not agree with you." The girls shaded their eyes and followed the direction of his gaze. They saw the figure perched up there, sitting so still that he may have been part of the rock.
"Taita, how long has he been watching?"
"Sometimes it seems as if he's been watching forever."
"Is there something more that he can show you?"
Mintaka demanded.
"If there is, then why has he not already done so?"
"He's waiting for me to ask him," Nefer said.
"Oh, go to him at once," Mintaka ordered. "If you don't, I will."
Nefer climbed the hill and sat down beside Taita. They were silent for a while, and then Nefer said, "I need you again, old father." Taita did not respond at once, except to blink like an owl caught out of his nest by the rising sun. He would never have a son, and no man had ever called him father before.
"You can help me. What must I still do?"
After a long pause, Taita spoke softly. "Krus senses when you're going to loose the javelin or shoot the arrow. He steps high at the moment, chopping with his right fore. Dov feels it and flinches." Nefer thought about it.
"Yes, I felt the break in their stride at the moment of release."
"It can throw your aim by a thumb's breadth."
"What can I do?"
"You must teach them the fifth gate."
"But there are only four. Walk, trot, canter, and gallop."
"There is another. I call it the glide, but it must be taught. Most horses will never learn."
"Help me teach them."
They took the horses out of the harness, and Nefer went up on Dov's back. He took her for a short canter, then brought her back to where Taita stood. The old man made her lift her right front hoof and tied a leather thong around her fetlock. Attached to the thong was a perfectly round, water-worn pebble wrapped in leather. Dov put her head down and sniffed it curiously.
"Take her round again," said Taita.
Nefer prodded his toes behind her shoulder, and she started forward. The pebble dangled on her leading foot, and instinctively she tried to rid herself of the nuisance, flipping her leading hoof with each pace. It changed her whole motion. Her back no longer came up to slap into his buttocks. There was no longer that rocking movement, that lunge.
"She flows like a river under me,"
Nefer shouted with delight.
"Like the Nile itself."
Within 2 days he was able to take off the bobber, and she would change from canter or gallop into the glide at his command. The word of command was Nile. When they first brought it to him, Krus behaved as though the bobber was a venomous cobra. He reared and pawed the air. When he saw it coming in Nefer's hands, he rolled his eyes and quivered all over. For 3 days he and Nefer pitted their wills against each other. Then suddenly, on the fourth day, he flicked out his right hoof and glided away. The next day he was gliding on command as readily as dove. On the tenth day, Taita watched from his hilltop as they came galloping down on the line of targets, Nefer with the javelin thong wrapped round his wrist. Krus was watching the painted wooden circles on their tripods, his ears pricked forward nervously, but before he could break and chop, Nefer called, "Nile!" Dov and Krus changed gates simultaneously. The chariot steadied and glided forward like a fighting galley under sail. Nefer's first javelin slapped into the red central ring of the target.